The Citizen Marine Corps of your community presents Marine Story, starring William Bendix.
General Hand?
Yes?
Captain Willing, sir. Captain James Willing of the Continental Marine Corps.
Your papers, Captain?
Yes, sir.
December 10th, 1777. The Continental Congress hereby authorizes Captain James Willing to recruit into the Marine Corps for whatsoever mission he may be assigned. Just what is your mission at Fort Pitt, Captain?
First, to get a boat, General.
Well, what kind of a boat?
Any boat, sir. A boat that'll sail, carry guns, and hold men.
From the annals of our history come the tales of men of the Marine Corps, men who cherish the ideals of freedom and democracy, men of skill and courage who fought to preserve them. To these ideals is dedicated the Citizen Marine Corps of your community. Listen now to William Bendix as Captain James Willing, a Marine hero in the days of George Washington.
That is the first part of my mission, General Hand.
First or last, it may be quite impossible to achieve at Fort Pitt, Captain.
How so, sir?
Well, boats are scarce. Guns are needed for the fort. And most men have marched with the Continental Army.
But, sir, surely here where the Ohio joins the Allegheny, there should be boats.
There should be, and there were, until they sailed for New Orleans in the open sea. No, Captain, I fear your mission's going to be quite difficult, if not impossible to achieve.
I shall scout the docks, sir, for any worthy vessel.
As you wish, Captain.
What's the name of that boat, lad?
That old scow?
What's the name of it?
I don't know as it ever did have a name, sir. But my grandfather could tell you.
Who owns it?
Why, he does.
Who?
My grandfather, sir. He's a fisherman. Long ago he tied it up, and now we all go diving off her gunnels.
Take me to your grandfather, lad.
Why, yes, sir.
Come on, sir.
Hi, lad. She's called the Rattle Trap. That's her name, sir? The Rattle Trap. And well named she is. And what be your interest in her?
I may wish to buy her, sir.
Buy?
That old scow?
I'm in desperate need of a ship and company of men. Any service you may render will be duly appreciated by the Continental Congress.
Military man, be ye?
The Marine Corps, sir.
Look you now, I'm past the age of driving shrewd bargains. If you can float the ship, she's yours.
Thank you, sir.
And if you do float her, where be you bound?
Down the Ohio and into the Mississippi.
Treacherous waters, lad. Have you a pilot?
My intention is to recruit one, sir.
Hardly, hardly. Every pilot worth his salt has gone to New Orleans. And my rheumatics keep me nailed to a chair.
I know the river, Grandfather. I've been down her twice, and look, you've mapped her out in the sand for me dozens of times.
So you'd be the pilot of the Rattle Trap.
Sir, I'm at your service. Dick and Tyler, pilot.
Hear him. Hear him. A bargain with the two of you. If you float the Rattle Trap, she's yours, sir. And you, Dickon, are a pilot.
We've got a job, lad. A job for many hands.
I'll get the lads, and we'll dig her out of the mud, sir. Can you get us shovels?
I'll go to General Hand.
Shovels, Captain? Spades? Are you recruiting soldiers or ditch diggers?
Marines, sir. And now we need shovels.
By all means, take them, Captain. Take them.
Line up, lads. Take a shovel, pitch in, and dig. We'll dig and make her float.
Come on, lads.
It's a ship we need. A ship that'll sail the Ohio into the Mississippi and down to New Orleans. Dig. And if we hit the fires of Satan, we'll dig them out and hoist them to the mast. Dig.
Captain Willing, this enterprise you're conducting at the waterfront.
Yes, General.
It seems a rather far-fetched venture.
How so, General?
Well, its chances are rather remote. And in any case, it reflects discredit on the military. employing a group of striplings to dig a worthless scow out of a mud sink.
General Hand, a week ago I came here with nothing but my intentions. Today I have a ship. In the mud, true, but a ship and a worthy pilot. And these who you call striplings are worthy of men to the measure in which they give of sweat and strength for their country. The ship will float, General. On that I'll stake my head.
You have already, Captain Willing. If that scow is not afloat in 3 days, I will petition the Commander-in-Chief to revoke your commission.
In leaving me no choice, General Hand, you strengthen my resolve. The ship will float.
Good day, Captain. Good day. And what brings you dropping mud all over my floor?
Sir, I come to seek your advice and help.
Hey. First, my rattle trap for a ship of war. Then, my grandson for a pilot. And now, my help and advice. But what can I do for you?
Dickon tells me you have a wide acquaintance among the fishermen and boatmen on the river.
Lad, from here to New Orleans, Captain Osias Taylor is a name that's known. Aye.
I have need of those men to help get the ship afloat, to repair her, and to make my company for a journey to New Orleans.
And what makes you think I can persuade men to leave their trades and follow an adventure?
An adventure?
Yeah.
The waters they fish in are part of this adventure. The lands they till, the air they breathe, the freedom to sail up and down the river or move to the west. Would they join me to defend those rights, Captain Tyler?
What would you have me do, Captain Willen?
Speak with them. Send them to me at the waterfront.
My man, I can't stir out of this chair.
You can write, Captain Tyler. Write letters. Dickon's lads will deliver them.
When?
Today, sir, this very day. Time is short and my head feels loose on my shoulders. General Hand?
Yes, Captain.
Yesterday you made a bid for my head.
I shall take it tomorrow.
And today I make a bid for two of your guns.
Speak plainly, Captain. What guns?
Two cannon for the rattle trap when she floats. One fore and one aft.
Two guns! If that scow floats, I'll let you strip the fort.
That I will not do, General Hand. Nor do I think you would have made the offer had you known...
Speak plainly, Captain. Known what?
That this afternoon... 22 fishermen joined the Continental Marine Corps.
Up she goes. She's floating, Captain Willing. Floating. Three cheers for the rattle trap. Hooray!
And it took the Ohio boatmen who can dredge through the mud like worms.
Very well. You keep your head, Captain. And send your men for the guns.
Thank you, sir.
We sail tomorrow, Grandfather.
Yes, Captain Tyler.
Dickon, mind your son. Handle the ship well.
Yes, sir.
I was just 17 when I took my first ship down to New Orleans. I'd give my house to be going with you, Captain. Down the hump of the Ohio, into the father of waters, and down to the Gulf. 'Tis a mighty land we're in, Captain.
We shall return, Captain Tyler. And perhaps in a day of peace, we shall make the voyage together.
Perhaps. Perhaps. Tomorrow I shall see you cast off, and I demand the honor of christening the ship. How have you named her, lad?
Named her?
Yeah.
Why, she's the rattle trap, of course.
Of course. Of course.
Men, we sail to New Orleans with a mission en route. To the valley of the Ohio and the Mississippi, we bring the word of freedom. And we shall take into our number all good men who cherish the word. Should we encounter the enemy... To them we shall give a taste of arms wielded by free men. We leave Fort Pitt with a ship, a staunch crew, a worthy pilot, and two well-cast guns. Ours is the future. Ours is the victory.
Cast off! Cast off!
Thank you, William Bendix, for a very fine performance and a very interesting story.
Well, there's a lot more to it, and I wish I could tell it. You know, Captain James Willing did get down to New Orleans with several captured ships in tow. That's right. The Rattletrap took a number of prizes. And later, many of the Marines who were with Captain Willing joined George Rogers Clark to win the Great Northwest Territory. Yes, I guess there are many stories I could tell about those days. It's all part of the Marine story. And in every chapter, you'll find the same fact turning up again and again. The Marine Corps is made up of volunteers. Men who come to the Marine Corps of their own choice, because that's where they want to serve. That's part of Marine tradition. It binds the men together in a deep bond of companionship and high morale. Today, you can become part of this tradition. The Citizen Marine Corps in your community is accepting a selected number of volunteers. You can be a Marine and a civilian, too, right in your own hometown. That's what the Citizen Marine Corps means. You can get superb Marine training in many skilled trades and earn while you learn. Find out about the Citizen Marine Corps. If you're between the ages of 17 to 32... contact the Citizen Marine Corps in your community and get all the facts about this modern reserve organization.
Appearing with William Bendix on this Marine story were Jack Briggs as Dick and Tyler, Joe Forte as Grandfather Tyler, Dan Riss as General Hand. Dick Orant was at the organ.